Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence in revealing your word to our hearts for this hour. And Father, I thank you for anointing your people in receiving your anointed word in Jesus' name. To the book of Jude, we want to look at verse 11. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. Note what Jude is saying. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. Our teaching comes in the form of a question. What can we learn from Cain, Balaam, and Korah? What can we learn from Cain, Balaam, and Korah? In Jude verse 11, he talks about the way of Cain, the error of Balaam, the gainsaying of Korah. What we want to understand is why Jude mentioned these three men and what we can learn from them in our time. We are living in a time where so much is happening, both positive and negative. And in order for us to be victorious in this day, we must understand the times we are living in. Then we can learn what we must do in order to survive. These three individuals that Jude is talking about are biblical characters. And it is something about them that the Holy Spirit inspired and led Jude to write about so that we in this day can learn from them. So let's look at each one of them. Note something in Romans 15 verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Jude starts off by talking about, number one, the way of Cain. For us to better understand this, I want you to go to your Bible, to the book of Genesis chapter 4, and I want you to read verses 1 through 13 on your spare time. But what I want to do is outline to you the way Cain really was. Number one, Cain gave God not his first, but whatever he wanted God to have. Number two, Cain hated his brother Abel because Abel pleased God. Number three, Cain killed his brother Abel physically. Number four, Cain tried to hide his wrong. Number five, Cain lied to God when asked, "Where is Abel, your brother?" Number six, Cain became a wanderer, a drifter, and unstable in life, with no directions and no purpose. So Jude is telling us not to go in the way or the acts or the lifestyle of Cain. Learn from Cain's mistake of killing his brother simply because his brother pleased God. And as a result, Cain's life was a mess. Then Jude talks about the error of Balaam. For us to better understand this, I want you in your spare time to read Numbers chapter 22, verses 7, as well as verses 21. But I'm going to outline to you, on your spare time, read Numbers, the whole 22nd chapter. But let me pull out the main points about the error of Balaam. Number one, Balaam was a man of God. Number two, Balaam was asked to do something he knew was contrary to God. Number three, Balaam was given a price to curse the people of God. Number four, Balaam was warned by God not to go with those who would come to him, but he disobeyed. Number five, Balaam's life was spared because of the mule seeing the angel of the Lord and stopping before he would be destroyed. And finally, Balaam's greed for money almost cost him his life. This shows us that if we are not careful, we can be tempted by the enemy to do whatever to get money. Then Jude talks about the gainsaying of Korah. For you to better understand this, I want you to read Numbers, the 16th chapter. But I'm going to outline this for us. The outline of the gainsaying of Korah. Number one, Korah was chosen by God to do a particular thing. Next, Korah was not satisfied with what God assigned him to do. Korah now tried to do what Moses was raised up by God to do. Korah rebelled against authority and despised the anointing on Moses' life as the leader. Korah convinced others to follow him in removing Moses as the leader. Korah and those who followed him was destroyed because they touched God's anointed and did his prophet harm. So what is the lesson that the Holy Spirit wants us to learn from these three men? We can learn from Cain. Do not kill our brothers and sisters because they are pleasing God. Oftentimes, you can kill a person's influence. You can kill their inspiration because of your mouth, because of jealousy, because of envy. Instead of trying to find out what a brother or sister is doing to cause God to bless them like many may see, they sit back and become envious and jealous and begin to say all kind of negative things about their brother and sister. And look at the way of Cain. And Jude is warning us, and the Holy Spirit is warning us in this day, not to go into the way of Cain, not to act like Cain act with your brother and your sister. Number two, learn from others what we can do to cause God to accept what we are doing. If Cain would have asked Abel, what did he do to cause God to accept his offering? Cain himself would have been accepted. But instead of that, because God bragged about what Abel did and didn't brag about what Cain did, Cain became envious, and eventually, as you read in the story, he killed his brother. And number three, take responsibility for our actions and not try to hide or lie or deny that we have done something wrong. When God asks Cain, where is Abel, your brother? Cain replies, am I my brother's keeper? He knew he killed his brother. Cain knew he buried his brother in the ground. And God told him, your brother's blood cry out unto me from the ground. The area in which you buried your brother, Cain, I could hear where he's at. What's the point that Jude is trying to get us to see today? Do not go into the way of Cain. Do not kill individuals that you see God is using. You have to watch what you're saying about those God are using in this day. You may not like a brother or sister that God is using, because what you have to realize is this. God uses each one of us differently. And because Cain was not accepted by God like he thought, he became envious of Abel and he killed his brother. You need to find out what individuals are doing that's causing God to bless them like they're being blessed, rather than sitting back allowing the enemy to influence you to say all kind of negative things about a brother or a sister in the body of Christ. And you see, if you were to listen to a lot of our brethren that God is using in this day, of the things they go through, you probably change your mind about letting God use you like you see Him using them. So because you don't know in detail things many people go through to cause God to use them, you need to ask somebody when you don't know nothing. But you see, we can learn from Cain's mistake of not killing your brother. And listen, the way up in God is down, and that's pushing somebody else up. Sometimes we become like crabs in a barrel. God may lift a person's life, and instead of people being happy for them, they become jealous, they become envious, they don't associate themselves with that person no more, and then they begin to talk all kind of stuff, who they think they are. They think they're all of that. No, they don't. You think like that. See, you have that attitude about your brother or your sister. But I've learned something in life. Misery loves company. And as long as you don't have nothing and you're hanging with people that don't have nothing, they're satisfied. But the moment God begins to lift your life, He begins to bless your life, you're going to see who your real friends really are. And so what the Holy Spirit is trying to get us to understand in this day, in the body of Christ, is do not go into the way of Cain. Do not act like Cain act with his brother. Don't you act like that with your brother or your sister. Pray for your brethren. Pray for your sisters. Don't pull them down, and don't be getting in groups talking about what people are doing. If you don't understand what a person is doing, shut your mouth and ask God about it before your mouth gets you into trouble. Number two, let's look at Balaam. What can we learn from Balaam? Number one, do not get greedy for money. Number two, pay your tithes, give an offering, and God will cause blessings to come our way. Listen, people of God, if you're not giving, you will not receive. Give us or receive us. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. But if you're robbing God of tithes, taking God's money, getting your hair done, getting your nails done, that's why you're losing fingernails, that's why your hair's not growing, all this kind of stuff. Everything goes wrong when you rob God of what belongs to Him, and you're wondering why you're not getting blessed. See, Balaam, he wanted money so bad, he was willing to do whatever it took to get it. You don't ever want to get to a point like that in your life, because the enemy will present things to you that look so good, but yet is so dangerous and harmful to your life. Do not compromise your convictions for riches. So you must maintain your ways. And sometimes God will let you go through a dry season in your life to test you and to prove you to see if you're serving Him because of what you got or because you just love Him. Next, do not allow no one to buy you. Oftentimes, people put a price on folk. And I got to say this. Continue to listen for part two. What can we learn from Balaam, Cain, and Korah?